Hey, what's up, guys? My name is Cameron Andrews. I am the owner of Crossville Auburndale, located in Auburndale, Florida, and this is the Crossville Auburndale Podcast. Hello, everybody. Hope y'all are having an awesome day. I don't know when this is going to get published. It's currently Sunday for me. I'm driving back from Charlotte for a workshop this weekend. Looking forward to another awesome work week. Today is episode 5. We are talking about why we are so expensive as a gym and value proposition. All right, so before we get started, I'm not going to divulge any of our prices on this podcast. If you want to know what they are, you can come in and book a free consultation because I'm sure if you heard how much they were, you would say, that is absurd. I'm not paying that much for a gym membership. Once you get inside, once you get to a consultation, it will make a lot more sense. So leading off, why we're so expensive. One of the main reasons is because we are being compared to other products, other services that are quite frankly not comparable. So you can go to Planet Fitness, you can pay $9.99 a month for a gym membership there, and you are paying for access, right? You are paying monthly to use their space, to use their machines, to use their dumbbells, to use their treadmills, all right? Anything else that you want in addition to that, right? Massages, tanning, I don't know if they have that, I assume they do, is going to be extra. So you are paying for access to their facility. Whenever you work with CrossFit Auburndale, you are not paying for access. We do not let anyone come in and do their own thing. That is not the business that we are in. We are offering coaching, our skills, accountability, in addition to our expertise as fitness professionals. That's one of our mantras, is that we are professionalizing the business of fitness, which this industry is severely lacking. There are not a lot of businesses in this space that are trying to professionalize fitness. So with that being said, we are a gym. Yes, you come in, there are weights, there's rowers, there's bikes. But, you know, we don't think of ourselves as the typical gym, okay? We think of ourselves as problem solvers. So whenever someone first wakes up and says, I'm going to book a free consultation with CrossFit Auburndale, they are not booking that consultation because they want to get fitter, right? That's something that we talk a lot about, getting more fit. They are not joining to get fitter. They are not joining because we have an awesome community. They are not joining because we have awesome programming, right? They are joining because they have a problem, and this problem is severe enough that they are seeking out professional help, right? Think of it like a doctor, a dentist. My tooth hurts. This is excruciating. I'm going to call up the dentist, and I'm going to book an appointment because they're going to solve my problem. Same goes with the doctor, okay? Doctor, something's wrong. I'm booking an appointment with you. Same thing with us, okay? The problems that we solve are people are in pain, okay? They don't like the way they look. They don't like the way that they feel, okay? It's more emotional side. You know, you've just had two kids and your girlfriends are getting together for a shindig down in Cancun, and all your girls from college still have banging bodies, and you've had two kids and you're not quite there. That is an emotional pain point, okay? You have a problem, and that is how we're going to solve it through helping you lose weight. Maybe you have back pain. Maybe you are always sitting at a desk. You are always in the car and you have back pain from, you know, tight hips, tight hamstrings, weak back, anything like that. Again, that is a problem that we are going to specialize in solving. Maybe you just need a different exercise regimen. Maybe, you know, you've been going to the commercial gym for 5 years and, you know, you're in pretty good shape. You don't necessarily want to lose any weight. Maybe you want to tone up a little bit, but you're tired of what you're doing. You cannot stand to go into that gym all by yourself one more time and have to run the rack, right? Run the dumbbells and then run back through the machines and then do your 20 minutes on the treadmill. It is dreadfully boring, but you love to be active, you love to stay healthy, and you need to switch it up, right? That's when you come to us, you have this problem, we're going to solve it because we make working out fun. So don't think of us so much as a gym, think of us more as problem solvers. So once you get in that frame of reference, we're really not that expensive. Once I get someone into the gym, we get to talking with them and we talk about, you know, their problems, what their hopes and dreams are, their goals, aspirations, okay? And they're finally given that price sheet, really isn't that much, okay? Very few people walk out the door without signing up. I'd say that we probably convert 80% of prospects that make it into the door into long-term clients. So now this is going to segue into value proposition. This is something that I'm trying to kind of better frame my reference to into everything in life, not just myself as far as trying to sell our services, our product. Value proposition. So this is just a personal thing for me, but one of my pet peeves is whenever someone says they can't afford X. There are truly things that we can't afford. If I were to go out and try to buy a yacht today, I could not afford a yacht. I would not physically be able to get my hands on a yacht and have my hand or my name on the title. Okay? But, if you've got a job, your spouse has a job, whatever, you have a mortgage, you're probably able to afford most things. You could probably figure out a way to go finance a Ferrari if you truly wanted to. Okay? Now, that would obviously be very unwise. You would have a monthly payment that is wildly high. You don't need a Ferrari, right? You probably just need a Ford Explorer so you can tote the kids around and throw all your soccer gear in the back of the car. That is what you see the value in the Ford Explorer, so you are willing to part ways with your money for that. You do not see the value in the Ferrari, right? Most of us don't. That's why most of us don't have Ferraris. Same thing goes with us. Okay, is being totally okay with someone coming in and walking out because they don't see the value in what we have to offer. And so if we get a consultation and they walk in, they do our whole free no sweat intro, we ask them what they need, how we can help them, and we give them the pricing sheet, and they say, I can't afford that. Okay? Whatever it may be, they can probably afford it, right? All of us have cell phone plans that are wicked expensive. We have car payments, we have mortgages. We obviously see the value in all of those, okay? We need a roof over our head. We need transportation to get to our job so we can make money. We need phones because we need to be able to communicate with our family, with our kids. We got to be able to get on Instagram and all that, okay? We clearly see the value in that. And so for me, as a business owner, is framing my reference to when someone tells me that they can't afford my service, it's not they can't afford it. I haven't shown them the value yet. And maybe I can't possibly swing them to that sale. That is 100% okay. Not everyone is going to be our ideal client. Very few people are actually going to be our ideal client because you need to have someone that has enough of a problem, right? They want to lose weight badly enough. They want to feel better. They want to be out of pain, where they're going to proactively trust us through that process of solving their problems. Okay, so that's something that we're striving to get better at, is conveying that message that we are going to solve their problem, that we are worth the money, that we're going to cost a lot more than the gym right down the road, but you are going to see results. Very few people, I don't have a number for you, but I can't think of anyone off the top of my head that's walked in, worked out with us for 3 or 4 months and not seen results, right? Everyone sees results that comes through there. Now, if you knew that, if I could put data in front of you and say, hey, 97% of our clients from 2016 through 2019 all lost at least X amount of weight, or maybe you put it a different way. Maybe if it's someone that wants to lose weight, they lost this much weight, or we have this many data points of, this many people were in pain and now they are out of pain. So that's something that we're getting better at doing, is better conveying that value and not taking it so personally whenever someone either doesn't sign up or someone leaves. If someone leaves for the gym across the street or across town, not being so butthurt over, they don't know what they're doing. That's not the case. We are not doing a good enough job of showing them value whenever it comes to what we have to offer. So if someone can go across the street and go work out of the gym that costs a third of what we cost, I have absolutely zero problem with that. And honestly, it's probably going to make me want to do a better job because I realize that person saw more value in a gym that was way cheaper than what we have to offer. I was not able to solve their problem, or maybe their problem wasn't that severe and that other gym could also solve the problem for them. Or maybe it's just, workout DVDs, YouTube videos. They can do it their own at the commercial gym, whatever it may be. But totally being okay with not being able to convey that value. So, in conclusion, why we are expensive? Because we are being compared to other organizations, other gyms that don't offer the same level of care that we do. We're fitness professionals, right? We spend a lot of time honing our craft, going to workshops, getting certifications that make us much better at our job, right? I not comparing us to doctors by any means. A doctor goes through many years of schooling, but if you go and see the doctor and he charges you $200 for that visit, you're not saying, oh, what the heck, you just charged me $200 to see me for 15 minutes. He is charging you for all the years of education that he has gone through, in addition to the fact that he has to have a physical location, he has to have staff, all those things. Okay, and the value proposition is conveying that value to someone. It's not so much that that person doesn't want to lose weight or they don't want to get out of pain. It might just be they don't trust us. They don't believe us. Maybe we haven't established that credibility with them. And that's fine. That's something that we are always striving to improve upon. So hope that was helpful for you. If you got anything out of this, let us know. Drop a line in the comments on either Instagram, Facebook. Give us a review, and thanks for listening. If you ever have any suggestions for a podcast, something that you would like to have us elaborate on, if you have a guest that we should jam with, send them their way. If you want to get with us, okay, whether you're in the fitness space, we'd love to collaborate with you. So shoot me a DM. You can find me on Instagram at xcambam or on our gym's Instagram at CrossFit Auburndale. Facebook, same thing with those. So thanks, guys. Have a great day.